Hello YouTubers, Alaska Prepper here. Ladies and gentlemen, I came across an article that's talking about coronal mass ejections from the sun, and I get this question all the time. People ask me, hey, do you think that this would be okay against an EMP? Is your generator going to make it through an EMP or a coronal mass ejection? And I'm like, I have no idea. I don't know. People ask me also, if you build a Faraday cage, which is pretty much like a metal structure, a weaved metal structure around something that you want to protect from a CME or a coronal mass ejection, will that work? And I'm like, I don't know either, because in my lifetime, and really in this entire last century or so, we haven't experienced a coronal mass ejection the size that would be big enough to take out electronics, like the one that occurred back in, I believe it was 1859, called the Carrington event. For those of you that don't know what a coronal mass ejection and or an EMP is, putting it in layman terms, a coronal mass ejection is when the sun gets angry and it spews a whole bunch of radioactive particles towards the earth. And I'm talking, when I say a whole bunch, I'm like, it can engulf the earth and it can affect the electronics in the earth, you know, that are on earth that we are using, like this computer right here. It can affect it by overloading all of the circuitry and pretty much burning it from the inside out. And it also attracts its energy onto wire and power lines, and also can have the capacity of melting power lines depending on the size. Now, we've had a few close calls with CMEs that have hit regional areas. Like, I believe the last one that I remember that was of significant size was the one that hit Canada. And they actually lost power for a good long while. But if a CME, a coronal mass ejection, would hit us today, one the size that occurred in 1859, i.e. the Carrington event, ladies and gentlemen, we would be thrown back to the 1800s. First of all, most countries really don't have their power grids protected against EMP or CME. An EMP, ladies and gentlemen, is pretty much the same thing as a CME, but an EMP is man-made. An EMP is pretty much doing the same thing that a CME would do coming from the sun, but it's something that is man-made that can be activated with the use of a nuclear warhead being detonated so many miles above the Earth's surface, giving those particles time and space to cone out and cover a greater distance on the ground. So it's pretty much the same thing, or pretty much have the same conclusion in the end. I'm very excited because one of my favorite authors, the one, and I always forget his name, I think his last name is pronounced something like Forster, something like that, but he's the one that wrote the book series 1 Second After and then 1 Year After, and I always forget the name of the third book, but he's coming out with a fourth book, which is called, I believe, 5 Years After, and I've already ordered mine, and it's coming out here on the 23rd, I believe, of August, so I can't wait for that to come out so I can listen to it. I get the audiobook. I'm not very much into actual physically reading books. One of the reasons why I wanted to go ahead and talk about this, first of all, is, you know, I'm kind of, man, for a lack of better words, I'm kind of in the best, but I'm kind of screwed. Because yesterday I talked to you all how I think that YouTube is suppressing prepper channels and views and all that kind of stuff. And to give it a like, give the video a like, ladies and gentlemen. I don't ask that an awful lot, but I guess it does help a little bit. And I got an email from a person who I consider a good friend. You know, I haven't really even talked to him a lot in the years, but I'm subscribed to his channel and he's a really good guy. Anyways, he sent me an email saying, hey, listen, if you put up a video every day, or if you put up multiple videos every day, then YouTube will lose favor with you and it won't be recommended as much, and et cetera, et cetera. He's explaining to me through his experience, you know, what he thinks about why views are down pretty much across the board. And I'm like, man, then I'm screwed then, because I like to post videos every day. I like to have the connection with my community. So it is what it is, right? And that's that. But I wanted to do this video because many people do ask me, what if we have an EMP? What if we have a CME? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the best way that you can protect yourselves against anything, to include an EMP and CME, is by having your basic preps. It doesn't matter what you're preparing for, a nuclear war, a financial collapse, Armageddon, Mad Max, right? Hurricanes, tornadoes, all those things. All of those things have one thing in common as far as preparation go. You need the basics. No matter what you're prepping for, you need food. You need water. You need medicine. You need self-defense. Look at what's going on in Maui, ladies and gentlemen. But self-defense is something that we all need. But you all need your basics. So how do you prep for an EMP? Just get the basics. Start with the basics. And then later on, as you progress in your prepping journey and you start to branch out in the different facets of prepping, like, for example, energy, you know, solar generators, generators. Anyways, you can branch off into those things, but your basic preps are the most important preps. Community as well. That's how you prep for an EMP or a CME that comes from the sun. Go ahead and read One Second After. That book is a preparedness book. It's a novel, but it really is a preparedness book because you can learn so much from reading that book as to what to do. And one of the things that I got from that book is community is very important. Not only having preps, but community is very important because that's how you make it through. Another thing that I got is that a command structure is very important as well. You need to have a leader that's going to understand logistics and understand defense and then be able to delegate some of those duties out within the community. So community is very important, because if you have 1,000 people of 1,000 individuals and that community gets attacked, it's more than likely that they'll get taken over if you have 1,000 people that are in a community and that are of one mindset. It's more than likely that the first one will be taken over than the latter if they're attacked. Oh, and by the way, this is the last day that Opus is having their incredible sale. So if you haven't checked out the Opus solar generators and the sales that they have going on, this is the best sale that they've ever had. And it ends in about, I don't know, I think 12 hours or so is when the sale ends. So go check it out. The link for them is in the description of this video, and use my code, because on top of their awesome sale prices, you can get another 10% off by using my code. So let's read on. Rare solar storm could impact power grids. And this article didn't come out of nowhere, ladies and gentlemen. It's that the sun is going through a cycle right now, and the sun is very active right now. And if we were going to have a coronal mass ejection, now is a pretty probable time for it to occur. So here the author says, a once-in-a-century solar storm could fry power grids and knock out satellites. Imagine that also. Think about all of the dominoes that would fall should we get hit with one of these solar storms. Not only would our technology be fried and us not be able to communicate, but there would be no GPS. How many of you have maps? How many of you know how to read a map? It's called, in the civilian world, it's called orienteering, right? Now, having a compass and having a map and being able to know how to position the compass on the map so that you can know where you are on that map, you know, as opposed to where you physically are on the ground. So how many of you know how to do that? That's one of the ways that you can prepare for something like this should it ever happen. And it will happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's just a matter of time. It's called the laws of averages. On rare occasions, the sun will send a storm so powerful it can tear open the Earth's magnetic field. Another pause. Right now, the Earth's magnetic field, with the poles moving the way they are, they're moving very quickly. The North Pole and the South Pole are moving very quickly. And right now, the Earth's magnetic field is very weak. So now is a good time for a rogue CME to hit the Earth and cause a lot of damage as compared to other times when our magnetic field is a lot stronger than what it is now. If such a storm hit tomorrow, it could cause technological chaos that could cripple economies and endanger the safety and livelihoods of people worldwide. And this is according to NASA, ladies and gentlemen. Not just anyone, it's according to NASA. But of course, if we did have a CME headed our way, what would they blame it on? Come on, what would they blame it on? Global warming. These storms are very rare, but the sun is getting restless ahead of a 20-year peak of activity, meaning that there's more of a chance one could come to Earth in coming years. All right? And that's actually a very bold statement. Three different solar events can all send high-speed particles that mess with the Earth's magnetic field. Solar flares, coronal holes, or coronal mass ejections, and huge, which is a huge explosion on the sun. And the one that we mostly talk about and know are coronal mass ejections. But they all have pretty much the same effect. If any of these types of solar storms happen to impact the Earth with enough force, they can peel back the Earth's ionized layer, which protects us against the worst of space weather. This can open the door for more charged particles to pour through and harm or take down power grids across the globe. And ladies and gentlemen, if this were to happen and power grids were taken down across the globe, this would be a life-altering event on a generational scale, meaning that you can pretty much say that your life is now a teotwaki, the end of the world as we know it, because it will never go back to normal in your entire lifetime. It would probably take one, two generations, full generations, before maybe three, before we were able to be back to where we left off when the event occurred. All right, so this is nothing to really, you know, take lightly, I guess, right? Because it would change everything. That's why community is important, because if something like this were to happen, our world would become a lot smaller, meaning that in your world, you would probably exist in about a 5 to 10 mile radius. Think about that. And here they finish it off by saying these kind of intense geomagnetic storms can happen at any time, but they become much more likely during a peak of solar activity, which happens about every 11 years, and that's a basic solar cycle, 11.3 years. And he says that it's when the sun's magnetic field lines get more knotted. All of that tension increases the chance that the sun will create more sunspots, more CMEs, more solar flares, and more coronal holes. All of this gives more opportunity for a once-in-a-century event to arise. And then they say here, finishing it off, we've gotten several solar storm warnings over the past decade. However, with constant news that the power grid is overwhelmed, at some point we could actually see it go down. What is the message? Get prepared for a power grid outage. Not only are we supposed to prepare for a power grid outage because of how old and fragile our power grid is, but ladies and gentlemen, what this comes down to is this. If we don't have a CME, if we don't have a complete failure of the power grid, we are going to be living through brownouts, blackouts, and things like that, because they're not fixing our power grid, it's not getting any better, and all of the policies that are being passed as far as fossil fuels and things like this go, they're going to hinder our ability to get the same amount of electricity at the efficient rate that we've been getting it at for the years that we've been on this earth, pretty much, right? So just get ready for that and prepare the very best that you can in the most basic form that you can. And then once you've got all your basics taken care of, then you can branch off and try to get some fancier things like a solar generator or like a generator. Always start off with a generator, right? Having said that, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you got something out of this. I really do enjoy doing these little videos, you know, sharing with you my thoughts on things that I just find on the news channels that I normally visit on an everyday basis. So I may have another video out today or not, but remember that this Friday we will be having a live stream on Friday at 4 p.m. Alaska time, 8 p.m. Eastern time. Hope to see you all there. God bless every one of you. God bless America. I'm Alaska Prepper. I'm out.